This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Everybody, welcome to a Tuesday edition of What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hannon. Thanks for tuning in wherever you're listening, however you're listening. So many ways to listen to this program. You can just take us with you on your phone, you know. That's a great way to go. Or the old-fashioned way, just tune in the radio. AM 1100, AM 970, or 93.1 FM. Welcome WDAY to our lineup on What's on Your Mind. 550, the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, on your radio dial. 1460 and Dickinson, 1090 KTGO, on the FM dial there too. We appreciate you listening to What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hannon. Kevin Flynn is here. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is off today. A little Tuesday, busy day for Todd. So he'll be back tomorrow on the program. Look forward to that. We have on the show today the director of the Department of Human Services in North Dakota. If you have calls, if you have questions, rather, feel free to call Chris Jones about anything. We're going to talk a little bit about K-12 education today. Of course, we've talked to Chris Jones before about long-term care, but there is quite a robust debate. I still haven't quite figured out how the CDC says kids should be back in school, yet my kids are not back in school. Well, yeah, one in college and one in high school, neither one of them are. They're in, you know, pretty much...
DL mode, distance learning.
Yeah, our daughter could go, I think, you know, whatever, you know, switch back and forth, but she finally said, this is just crazy. I'll just do distance learning until this gets normal again. So, you know... But the CDC says kids should be back at school. So what would that take? I'm curious what Chris Jones' perspective is on all of that, so we'll talk to him today. John Hinderacher will be here from the Centers for the American Experiment. And I'm trying to find an expert on the Supreme Court. If anybody in the audience has in any way, shape, and or form had any experience with the Supreme Court, love to hear from you today on the program for a little information. 701, I'll give you a number to text me at. That'd be easier than if we can call you back. 701-367-2054. 701-367-2054. The big news today, and if you've been listening to mainstream media sources, you've probably not heard this yet, but it is big news. The state of Texas has announced it's suing Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. The crux of the suit is election irregularities, which means that Texas will have the original jurisdiction to go directly to the Supreme Court with no delays from liberal states or liberal lower courts, which is a big win for the American people. I'd like to know more about what that means. That's why I'm asking for a... We're going to see if we can track somebody down. We got Chris Larson, our fine producer, on this. By the way, Leah Backstrom here, too, doing all of our social media. We're doing a little live blogging for you, whatsonyourmindradio.com on the Twitter feed. But I'd love to know what exactly that means. They have original jurisdiction, go directly to the Supreme Court, no delays on this question. Now, you might be saying, well, why would Texas sue? I don't get it. They are saying that the election procedures in those four states, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Georgia, and Michigan, violate the Constitution. Constitution's pretty clear. This is not complicated stuff, but the Constitution says elections are owned by the states. States have the power on the elections, okay? What does that mean? That means every legislature is the ultimate arbiter. They're the ones that change the rules, and they can tell the electors whatever they want. Like so many things in this world, we've sort of gotten adrift of the Constitution and what was planned by our genius founding fathers for wishy-washy rules. These folks are going back to the original vision. Texas is arguing that the states violated the Electors Clause of the Constitution because they made changes to voting rules and procedures through the courts or through executive actions, but not through the state legislature. Ding, ding! Ding, 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 ding. Too bad Todd's here. Not here today.
See if I can round up a bell.
Where's his little ding, 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 ding? The little thing at the, you know, counter. Hey, we've stepped away for a minute. If you need help, just to hit the... Anybody use those anymore?
Oh, yeah.
Do they?
Yep.
I hope so. Additionally, Texas argues that there were differences in voting rules and procedures in different counties within the states. Wouldn't that be interesting? You can't do that. Differences in voting rules and procedures in different counties within a same state. That violates the Equal Protection Clause of the Constitution. Oh, my gosh. Chalk it up to Donald Trump doing us another favor. We're all getting an education on the Constitution. What the Constitution calls for, what our founding fathers wanted. Isn't it great, folks? They thought of everything. They thought of everything. Tell you what, you cry for the first time, let out a beller, buck naked, moments after birth. You won the lotto to be born in the greatest country on the face of the earth. Do you feel that in every fiber of your being? Or is that kind of a yawner? Like, yeah, whatever, whatever. The moment you were born in the United States of America, the poorest soul on this land is the luckiest person alive. Because they were born in the United States of America. I hope you feel that. I do. And Texas is also arguing that there were voting irregularities in these states as a result of all of that that I mentioned already. Asking the Supreme Court to order the states to allow their legislatures to appoint their electors, the lawsuit says certain officials in the defendant states presented the pandemic as justification for ignoring state laws regarding absentee and mail-in voting. It's very true. By the way, we did it in North Dakota. Now, we had mail-in voting before in rural states. But guess who made the decisions here? You're going to vote in person, you're not going to vote in person? County commissions. Oh, Scott, they're good people at the county commission. I agree. But guess what? There's something called the Constitution that says it isn't up to them. The defendant states flooded their citizenry with tens of millions of ballot application and ballots in degradation of statutory controls as to how they are lawfully received, evaluated, and counted. Whether well-intentioned or not, these unconstitutional acts had the same uniform effect. They made the 2020 election less secure in the defendant states. Those changes are inconsistent with relevant state laws and were made by non legislative entities. Did we mention this? The Constitution saying that
more than once.
Am I repeating the fact that the legislature is responsible?
Yes.
All right, I'll stop.
You're good.
Without any consent by the state legislatures, non-legislative entities made the call without any consent by the state legislatures. You can't do that. Why weren't more of us saying that at the time? You can't do that.
Well, what about COVID? I don't know.
That's what they did. As they said,
be safe.
Presented the pandemic as justification for ignoring state laws.
There you go. No.
Can't do that.
Cannot do that.
Cannot do that. The acts of these officials thus directly violated the Constitution. The case presents a question of law. Did the defendant states violate the Elector's Clause by taking non-legislative actions to change the election rules that would govern the appointment of presidential electors? They cite the law. Pop yourself some popcorn, ladies and gentlemen. Put a little butter on top. Get your favorite beverage. Giddy up. Giddy up. That's all I have to say. What do you think of this, folks? That's your big news of the day. Had you heard it anywhere else? Isn't that sad?
It really is. We're both shaking our head. Nope. It's haven't sad. Heard it anywhere else.
I'm in my first week of the Fox Removal Project at home.
Are you?
Oh, all of cable. It's gone. Have Newsmax with Roku. You know, you can go watch a few things on demand.
Yeah, we got the Newsmax a couple of weeks ago.
And Fox Nation's really good. Newsmax is really good.
Yep.
The Kelly fella, Greg Kelly's darn good. Anyway, but the quiet outside of those times is rather peaceful, especially at times like these. What do you think, folks? What do you make of this? We'll talk about it when we come back. John, on the road, you're first to go.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improve lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. It's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken, that's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess, working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch. Jim, the flagpole guy, is here. Just told me a great story about when people call him, how they talk about the flag. The flag is what they're listening to, and the flag is what they want to fly. You've got a great bond with our listeners, don't you?
Oh, sure, Scott. It's not just any flag. It's the flag you represent.
It's standing up for freedom.
That's what makes America great, is freedom of the individual.
Show that you stand up for the American dream by flying that flag. Call Jim, 701-571-FLAG, or online at ndflagpoleguy.com.
And thank you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, riding down Santa Claus Lane. Listen, listen, all I hear is a reindeer pulling on the reins. Bells are ringing, children's ear, all is merry and bright.
There you go, folks. Got you in the Christmas spirit now. I want to tell you that the folks at MyPillow say Merry Christmas. Appreciate the loyal customers in this program. Have their best products at their best price for Christmas right now. That's a great way to wish everybody a blessed Christmas. Do you know they have MyPillow children's Bible pillowcases? And like the nativity scene and story of baby Jesus. Got Noah's Ark, and it's really neat. Great idea. Grandparents might love those. There's pet beds as low as $19.99. The towels are buy one, get one. They have weighted towels now. Those are new. They also have those travel pillows, the neck ones. Really nice. And a Christmas catalog, 50% off special on about everything. They also have flannel sheets now in Giza Cotton. We had a caller earlier, was all excited, waiting to get those. Check them all out. Great deals. And, of course, the MyPillow, the famous premium MyPillow, a queen-sized edition, normally would be $69.98. It's now $29.98. It's $40 off. Never been that low. Extra $5, you get the king. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Or call them at 800-506-9028. We gave you the big news out of Texas. They're suing Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin in the Supreme Court for violating the Constitution.
God bless Texas.
No kidding. I love Texas. What do you think of that?
You know, Texas was the, when they talked about Dominion, they were one of the first states to go, this is a joke. You guys aren't serious with these machines.
Threw them out, didn't they?
Threw them out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love it.
You're done.
John is on the road. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, I heard your announcement about the state of Texas, and I'm not sure about this because I'm not a lawyer, but it might be something to talk to the Attorney General about. But I think any state that wants to can either join this lawsuit or at least add a friend of the court brief, because this cheating is going to affect every state in the union. So they've got an, you know, they've got an interest, they've got standing, and I'm, you know, I'm not sure about this, but it would be interesting to find out, because I'm not so sure Texas has got to do this alone. I think they can get some help if people want to do it. And one other thing that you were talking about, we have mail-in balloting in North Dakota, or mail-in voting.
Yeah.
And I hate it when we use the language of the left. We didn't have mail-in ballot or voting in North Dakota. We had absentee ballots.
I think we have the mail-in balloting in, as well, but in a very few counties.
Wait a minute now. Where they just send a ballot out to anybody that wants it, or anybody they just send a ballot out to anybody that's in the phone book or whatever. I mean, you're talking about.
You'd have to request them in North Dakota. You had to request them. I did it for the primary,
right. And I do it too. But that's absentee ballot. You have to. You're on the voter rolls. If you voted in last election, they'll send you an application sometime in the summer asking what elections you want to vote into. You check the ones that you want ballots for. You sign the name when it goes your name when it goes back to the auditor. They look at the signature, compare it to what they have on their books. They send you the ballots at the proper time for the different elections. You fill them out. You sign it again. You send it back in. And when they take those ballots and take them out of the envelope, they check the signature to make sure. I mean, the envelope on the outside is what's got the signature. So when they take it out of the outside envelope, you've got an inside envelope with the ballot in it that you sign, they look at it, they check to make sure the signatures match, and then
I hear everything you're saying, John. I just know that they were called mail-in ballots, but maybe that was a distinction without a difference. I don't know, but it's worth asking.
And that's what the left wants to do. They want you to think that this is no different than we've been doing for years with absentee ballots. But what they were doing was sending millions and millions of ballots out to anybody on the mailing list, whether they requested them or not, so they could use them afterwards to cheat. And that's the problem I have sometimes with the language. They start saying this stuff, and we start using their same language, and there is a distinction between an absentee ballot and what these people were doing with mail-in balloting.
I don't remember the counties in North Dakota, but it wasn't referred to as absentee ballot there because you weren't necessarily absent. You were just doing it out of convenience because, you know, it'd be an hour to the county seat and an hour back to vote. So that's why they, I believe, called it mail-in ballot. But I take your point that we don't want to adopt their language, and obviously we weren't mailing out ballots, which was different for sure. Donnie Glen Ullin, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just was wondering if Texas is suing those states, why can't North Dakota follow suit and do it? And what would a guy, as far as have to go to the governor to get that started, get a petition going, or what would happen on that?
It's a good question. The time is really short right now. That's the big issue, and I don't know, joining it, it can't be that difficult. But, I like your sentiment. I agree. I don't know if you need it, because if obviously they're successful against these, if Texas is successful against the states they're suing, saying, hey, you were unconstitutional in your balloting, it's not going to matter. It's going to overturn those numbers anyway. But it's a fair question. But why don't I'll try and get Wayne Stengem, if not today, in the next day or two, and find out what the scoop is there, Donnie.
Good idea. I'd like to see that happen. I'd like to see a lot of states follow suit like that.
Yeah, and all we can do is pound the table for ours, but you'd hope a lot of them would. And
like you said, time is running out. So
I like the way you think, Donnie.
All right. Well, thank you.
Like the way you think. Thanks. Appreciate the call. Kev, could you go to Jenna Ellis talking a little bit about the timeline to get all this done? She is the Trump administration, now Trump campaign attorney that's worked most closely with Rudy Giuliani. Jenna Ellis, here's what she said.
We have pending litigation that's going on, again, in five states that is challenging the election results to say that the election officials did not act according to state law. Although we have the safe harbor deadline today, and we also have the meeting of the Electoral College next week on December 14th, the ultimate date of significance is January 6th. And so I do think that our claims, as well as the others like Mike Kelly and the other entities and organizations that we've discussed, those claims can still be litigated and continued.
So there's time. There's not a lot of time, but there's time. First time I've really heard the January date take the place of the Electoral College meeting. I think the 6th of January is where you make it official from that previous meeting. But I love it.
Got an email from Danny. Use your voice and shout loud. North Dakota must join Texas in suing. What do we have to do to get ND to act?
I would think it would be the Attorney General's decision, but would the legislature need to weigh in? I don't know. I'm going to do some checking during the break here, okay? Don't touch that dial. More after this. It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got five tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's help them build back because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000. JuvenTours.com. JuvenTours.com. And he'll help you find your family with that map. Juven Tours and Travel. 237-9000. JuvenTours.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United Kingdom has started rolling out the COVID-19 vaccine developed by Pfizer and BioNTech, the first Western country to begin vaccinating its population against the infection from the China virus. 90-year-old Margaret Keenan is the first person in the UK to receive the vaccine at University Hospital, Coventry, England. General Chuck Yeager, World War II pilot and the first person to break the sound barrier in flight, has died. He was 97. His wife, Victoria, announced his passing Monday evening. In 1947, Yeager flew the Bell X-1 rocket 700 miles per hour at 43,000 feet, becoming the first person to break the sound barrier in level flight. He was later portrayed in the book and movie The Right Stuff. Yeager was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 1985. Undefeated no more, the Pittsburgh Steelers lost to the Washington football team Monday night. Washington head coach Ron Rivera describes the locker room after the 23-17 win.
Euphoria.
USA Radio News.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos.
You know, it's the season of giving. Great time to consider a life-changing gift, the gift of education. For yourself or someone you love, complete a bachelor's degree, earn a graduate degree, learn new skills with a certificate from the University of Mary. The University of Mary offers truly affordable, flexible adult education. You can count on the university for the best quality education at a seriously affordable price. And your success is their priority. And Mary, you matter. And they're with you every step of the way to make sure you succeed. No matter the season, the University of Mary makes it possible to earn your degree with flexible classes available online and in the evenings. You choose the best way you learn while still working and spending time with your family. Give a gift that lasts a lifetime. And take the next step to reach your career goals with a degree from the University of Mary. Classes start in January and February. Call the friendly admission reps at the University of Mary to get started. 701-355-8030. 701-355-8030. Or find them online. umary.edu. Discover more. Telephone number is 701-258-0550. 701-258-0550. You can text me at 701-367-2054. 701-367-2054. Love to hear from you on what's on your mind, as we always do. Appreciate those calls. A lot of comments already on my text, so we'll take those here. We have a guest coming up. Chris Jones will join us in a little bit, North Dakota Department of Human Services. We're going to talk about K-12 education, testing protocols, how to get kids back at school from a Department of Human Services perspective. John Hinderrocker from the Center for the American Experiment, and your calls today on the program. Lawrence and Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Well, this might be the last time I ever vote, ever.
because if the voting is rigged, we've been, our rights have been chipped away year after year after year. And if they screw with an election, that's the only thing we have left that should be fair and honest. And when they screw around with that, why go vote when they can stack the deck from now on? There's no reason for it. So if this doesn't get straightened out, we're sunk.
Well, I agree with you. I don't know how you can see with your own eyes, hear with your own ears, firsthand, the account of people that were. I mean, they have nothing to gain at all. In fact, they're being harassed in a horrific way just to tell their story about what they saw. So that's why I love what Texas has done. Look, you made some bad decisions. It wasn't constitutional. Here's where it led to. We're done. You don't get to decide the president when you don't do it right.
Crybabies are never done, Scott. Come on.
Well, that's right. But what we have here, by all, it's more than a coincidence that people woke up in Nevada and had a whole bunch of extra ballots, and people woke up in Michigan and had a whole bunch of extra ballots, and Pennsylvania. This was orchestrated from the word go.
Yeah,
and it was orchestrated to get a party in, and once that party's in, there's no sense ever voting again. Because
I would add it's also been orchestrated in cities and states like California and Illinois and Chicago for decades.
Right. This is not new. You know, ask JFK, his dad, a couple of bucks here. You know,
but the Daily campaign back in the day.
How about a little something for the effort under the table? And all of a sudden that's taken care of. I wouldn't swear off voting ever again if I thought they recognized the error of their ways and fixed it. You know, if you were, this, if nothing else, should be a wake up call to, all the times we're blown off when we say voter fraud's a concern. Oh, where's the voter fraud? There's no voter fraud. Now we've seen it firsthand and fix it. Then I'd vote again, but. Otherwise, I hear you. I think it's a sad day in America. But
yeah, you can come back.
We're not done yet, Lawrence.
Oh, yeah, I'll go get her. All right.
We're not done yet, are we?
I'm afraid we might be done yet.
Come on now, Lawrence. Lawrence, don't say it. Don't say it. We've got the Supreme Court challenge. We've got all of these state-by-state challenges where their legislatures have heard this to say, your electors can't be seated following.
Okay, and if it turns out that way, wonderful, because that'll shape up the rest of the people. But
right.
during the Kennedy election, if the people would have stood up then and said, whoa, wait a minute, this thing was crooked, we probably wouldn't have this problem today. So since we have it today, let's do what Americans ought to do, no matter what side of the aisle we're on, and stand up and say no. We're not going to let this by. We got to have fair, honest elections, cut and dried, period.
I don't think that's too much to ask, Lawrence. I appreciate your call. Thank you very much. Call again, sir. Ben, Watford City, North Dakota, next on What's on Your Mind.
Hello?
Hi, Ben. How are you?
I am doing good. I was just curious. I know most state legislators and government officials have little rules and regulations about being sued by the public, but what about unelected bureaucrats?
Suing them too, you mean?
Yes, citizenry suing unelected bureaucrats for doing rules and edicts on not being able to open your small business, basically letting your family starve while they reap the benefits of our taxes.
Oh, I see. I thought you were talking about the election. You're talking about COVID-related decisions of shutdowns and who's making those calls.
Well, it's also these bureaucrats that are making the calls on the election rules that obviously they have no right to do within the Constitution.
Well, I would agree they don't have a right to do it within the Constitution, especially when they start out violating the Constitution. Give me an example, it doesn't have to be a name, but like a position that's in a position to make that call, to say you're going to shut down or, you're going to accept that ballot.
Health and Human Services.
Health and Human Services. All right. Yeah, I mean, I do think they get consulted a lot. Is this, the right decision? I would hope that they wouldn't have the power to do it solely, that they would have to, go through somebody that is elected that can be accountable to the voters. But I take your point, Ben. I think that that is an issue we need to watch closely as well, no doubt about it. Appreciate your call. Welcome others. 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. Scott, the caller about the meaninglessness of voting is absolutely right. If Biden gets in, we're done. They simply open up the border, flip Texas and Florida. The states they can't flip Dominion with will simply, Dominion will simply doctor the results and install the Democratic candidate from here until the second Civil War starts.
Sounds like a plan.
I would understand why somebody would be that concerned and feel that way. I think we fight like the Dickens. We're only talking about a couple of weeks here.
Oh, no question.
Whether it's Texas or whatever, let's get it right. I'm not throwing in any towel right now. Texter says, I'm a big Trump supporter, but I don't have any faith in the Supreme Court. Tons of Republicans looking to stab Trump in the back, and they're doing everything they can to make it possible. Roberts would be in that category, but we don't need him anymore. So, I don't know. Kevin in Cavalier, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Kevin.
Yeah, the elderly gentleman said he wasn't going to vote anymore. Well, he just has to adopt the mantra of the Democrats, vote early and vote often. And then the other thing is, was there a spike in coffee machine purchases in the month of September? The month of October?
I don't know why.
Well, coffee ballots, mail-in ballots. Coffee them off, send them back in.
We should do a little check. There was a spike of Biden votes in the middle of the night when only four people were left in election headquarters to be able to accomplish their nefarious actions. But I don't know about copy machines. We can check that out. Thank you.
And I didn't catch it. You guys are talking about the attorney Texas is going to do a suit, or what are they doing about electoral college? I didn't catch all that.
Okay, so what Texas is doing is suing Georgia, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, what did I forget, Michigan. And those four states are being sued because they didn't follow the Constitution in making the changes they did. So that's why they're being sued, to challenge the votes, because it wasn't constitutional. So it's a good thing.
Sounds like something North Dakota should jump right on. They should be number two.
Well, okay, somebody brought that up. We have a text into Wayne Stinson, the Attorney General, to try and see what the process would be there and when they'd make a decision like that. So we'll find out, Kevin. Thanks for the call. On that note, Tom says, I heard Ted Cruz is going to argue this case in the Supreme Court. It would be quite interesting if he saved Trump's presidency. Makes sense if Texas is the one doing it. He probably was behind it saying, let's do this. Roger in Fargo, I got a few seconds here. We can start anyway. What's on your mind?
Hey, is this me?
This is you.
Hey, sorry about that, Scott. I had a broken line. Hey, two things real quick. Can you hear me clear enough?
I can hear you clear enough, but I'm running up against the break. So if you want to hang on, we'll just finish this on the other side, okay?
Okay, I apologize. Thank you.
No, that's right. Don't apologize. Just hang on. We'll get right back to you on What's On Your Mind today, brought to you by PetroServe USA. When we come back, I'm going to tell you what's for lunch and where. So if you're getting a little hungry and wondering where to eat, stay tuned.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Have you seen it? The world's largest Christmas stocking is at PetcoServe USA. That's right. Come on in. Sign up to win it, too, at any PetcoServe USA location. Drawings will be held the week of December 21st. Plus, all month long, great specials, 2 for 11, pizza, corner pizza, 2 for $3, liquid ice, Kellogg's, Cheez-Its, 79 cents for the 3-ounce bag, coffee and cappuccino drink, 79 cents. Enjoy. And how about this stocking stuffer? Bluetooth earbuds, $39.99 at PetcoServe USA.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, home to great family fun and great wellness products. The Hot Spring Spas, the saunas. We don't talk enough about the game tables because that's a lot of family time. That's a lot of laughs. That's a lot of great competition. Vince Webker's here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. What do you got on the floor?
We got a little bit of everything from Olhausen and Brunswick billiard tables, shuffleboard tables, table tennis, air hockey, bubble hockey, and foosball. And again, when you look at the year 2020, what else are we going to do but hang out in our home and have some great times together playing these wonderful games made by Olhausen and Brunswick? And the good news is we know it's going to be a busy fall and busy winter, and we have stocked up in those products, and we're excited to get them into your home and make your basement more beautiful and funner than ever.
Vince, thank you. Vince Webker, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, West Fargo, and Grand Forks 2, online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Kev.
That would be the Jackson 5.
The Jackson 5. Wow.
Little Michael Jackson.
Yeah, how about that? Back with more of What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by PetroServe USA. I promised to get you hungry. And if you're up near Yulin in northwest Minnesota, scallop potatoes with your PetroServe USA stop there waiting for you. Salisbury Steak at the 12th Avenue North Fargo location. Beef Stroganoff at West Main Avenue West Fargo. Sausage potato in Harwood. I know you're going right immediately there, aren't you? Sausage potato in Harwood. beef tips and gravy, scallop, potatoes. Do you know that I just read you Monday lunch specials?
They're all good.
They were starting to sound really familiar.
Oh, from yesterday. You know what you did to me yesterday?
What?
We always talk about Swedish meatballs in different locations.
You made them last night.
I made them last night.
And he brought in the leftovers today.
And I'm going to be honest, they weren't as good as Petroserv's are. But I did my best.
I was wondering how they'd go over with a Smashburger shake, because you had that too.
We did, yes. Smashburger brought some shakes in.
Do meatballs and shakes go together?
They do.
Okay.
You bet.
Perfect. So let me start this over. Tacos today in Euland. Sorry, folks. Orange chicken at the 12th Avenue North Fargo location. The beef dips and gravy are at West Main Avenue, West Fargo today. The meatball dinner is in Harwood. The hot beef sandwich and chicken pot pie is in Valley City. So come on in to Petroserv USA. Got some great December specials. 2 for $2 salted nut rolls. Jerky 3 1/4 ounce size, $3.69. Double Stamp Tuesday. Petroserv USA, helping America feel better. All right, full line of phone calls to tell us what's on your mind. So Roger in Fargo, it's your turn now. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, good morning, Scott. Yeah, I just want to ask if, when it comes to the coronavirus, we got to quit giving the politicians a way out with blaming everything on coronavirus, because 99% of all the problems in this country related to that are because of intrusive and incompetent government, not the virus. The virus hasn't done anything to me, but the government virtually shut me down.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. You know, for your protection, of course, right, Roger?
Oh, yeah, because I can't take care of myself.
Yeah, that's interesting. I just read a fascinating piece. I'm just actually reading it during the break. It's called The Media's COVID War on North Dakota. But it goes on to say, you know, all of the experts apply things they think are the reasons for spread and disregard things in North Dakota that are important, like weather patterns, right? It's cold out, so what happens? You go inside. Well, you go inside, and you're gonna have this thing spread. You have a large Native American community, a large elderly community. Basically, saying COVID-19 deaths are being used for political purposes. The data on mask mandates are not as strong as many would have you think, nor are those for lockdowns. So, kind of the same thing, just what you're saying. I'm talking about it. Also credits Governor Burgum as getting it about right, displayed no zealotry in any direction, which makes him a bullseye for zealots from all directions. And a few media outlets note that North Dakota leads the nation in coronavirus testing and uses a more accurate test than almost all the states. In these days of rampant hysteria, it would seem to be what the doctor, even if it's not Fauci, ordered. So, interesting take on that.
Well, fortunately for the American people, the politicians are also extremely stupid, because they don't realize that in the history of the world, people have always stood up against tyrannical governments, you know, and always win.
Yeah, that's true, Roger. Thank you. Appreciate it. Food for thought there. Michael Fumento is the person that wrote that, science writer, author, and attorney for 35 years. His website, fumento.com, fumento.com, if you want to check that out. Tom in Portland, go ahead. You're next on What's On Your Mind.
Yeah, hi, Scott. This is Tom here in Portland. I wanted to ask you know, the North Dakota people voted pretty heavily for Donald Trump in this last presidential election. And I'd like to see our reps get a little more press time standing up for Donald's fight against what is, to me, an obvious fraudulent vote. There's a representative down in Alabama called Mo Brooks is looking for some people to help him stand up and, you know, get behind the president a little bit. I wonder if our guys are doing anything along that line.
Yeah.
Have you heard anything?
I've not, but I think that's a fair point, you know, to dig in there a little bit. Others have called and said, we got to join Texas in this suit announced this morning, but you are right.
We went heavy for Trump. I think the state's disappointed in the way this election went down, and I'd like to see our guys stand up in there and get in the fight a little bit.
I I know about the Mo Brooks case, and I know a number of listeners were concerned about that. We forwarded that on to Kelly Armstrong. I don't know of a similar effort in the Senate, but certainly all of them have been asked on this program repeatedly, what is your plan to stand up? But you rightly connect the strong Trump backing in North Dakota to a reason for more action. Might even be a case for joining this Texas suit. I don't remember this go-round. I don't know if I even looked at the ranking of where North Dakota was at in pro-Trump, but there weren't many states ahead of North Dakota in the support for Trump last go-around. You know, I think West Virginia, Utah, maybe, but not many. So good point, Tom. Norman, South Dakota, Market Fargo, when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Here's Brian Cronk from Collins & Cronk.
The end of the year is upon us, and tax season is around the corner. During this already busy time of year, financial planning is the last thing you want to be concerned about. Let us at Collins & Cronk take care of everything. We'll simplify the process, and you'll have reassurance knowing your finances are in good hands.
The knowledgeable professionals at Collins & Cronk shape their practice to best suit each individual client. They'll assess, create, implement, and manage your financial plan so you don't have to. Relax and let Collins & Cronk go to work for you. Call them at 235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member of FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Service Advisors, Inc. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. does not render tax or legal advice.
Merry Christmas from all of us at Collins & Cronk.
Call them at 701-235-0119. 235-0119.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.